All right.
It's now time for
the feature band of the week.
Access granted.
Yes!
Oh, fantastic.
Now, you're taking the lead on this one because you said you got it down.
Okay, one of the things that we found out is a perk of working at a radio station. Not working because we don't get paid, but like being taking part in a radio station is access to new releases. We just realized this. So last week, Steele and I went through a whole bunch of new releases and whatnot, and I was picking up pretty much anything without an old person on the cover. And
that's ageism.
It is ageism. And I'm sorry for any of our listeners who are older, but, you know, if there's a picture of a, you know, an older woman holding some wine and cheese on the cover of your album, it's probably not something that I'm going to be into. So if you want me to listen to your album, then maybe don't take that picture and put it on the cover of your album. But anyway, so I was very... I was very, other than using ageism, I was very non-discriminatory in what I was picking up. And one of the band, now this is a good thing and a bad thing, because I've probably listened to about, I don't know, somewhere between 8 to 10 CDs.
Yeah,
and I found maybe two good ones.
Yeah, we won't mention the ones we don't like.
No,
exactly. Because I'm sure they're good in their own right and in their own circles.
Yeah, and there's probably, exactly, there's probably an audience for them. But one of the bands that I found that I liked is a band called Twink, and it's actually more of a project than a band. Anyways, I put this album on.
Is this that one that you
I played for in the parking lot?
Yes!
After basketball.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah. So I put this album on, and like to look at the cover of this album, it's pretty amazing. It looks like something out of I don't know, an Easter bunny thing. It's like got a toy rabbit on the front playing
like
a piano.
Like an old Disney.
Yeah, it looks like an old, like something out of Bambi.
Yeah.
Anyways, but it's got kind of like an artsy look to it too.
Yeah.
It's not quite all hearts and flowers. But anyways, so I put this album on not knowing like anything about this, not knowing what to expect. What I got was an instant smile maker. It, like, as soon as I put this album on, I was smiling. And because it, to me, the first thoughts that came to my mind is, this is Super Mario Brothers on acid and speed. It was amazing. So without knowing anything about this band, I was like, okay, it sounds like he's making music, or they are making music out of using primarily a toy piano, a drum machine, and sampling video games. And the result is just spectacular in my mind. It's very upbeat. Like, I dare you, Mono Amigos, I dare you to frown while you listen to this music. It is near impossible. So Twink is actually the brainchild of a gentleman named Mike Langley, who's from Boston, Massachusetts. And one day he happened to be in a thrift store, and he picked up a toy piano and fell in love with the sound of it. And the rest, they say, is history. He just started making music. He's been featured on things like Nickelodeon, MTV, Comedy Central.
Wow. Because
his music is very, I don't know, it's very, it can set a mood very easily. And, and it's just very, it's applicable to a lot of different things. So it's all instrumental. There's no lyrics or anything. There's some voice sampling in there. But other than that, that's pretty much it. So, on his website, it says songs range from imaginary cartoon soundtracks to spooky lullabies to hyper Toytronica. What a great
nice
genre of music, Toytronica. Love it. But anyways, I'm gonna stop talking. I'm gonna let the music speak for itself. I've got and it's funny because I have I've got a little boy, and he loves this now. Like I put it on for him just to see how he would react to it, and he loves it. He sits in the back. He loves looking at the CD cover, and then he asks me the names of the songs. And the names of the songs are great because they would appeal to a child, because they're funny sound song names. So I'm gonna play three if we have time for this. I'm gonna play a song called Peppermint Bee. And then the next song will be Axel Foley. And then my favorite title track or track name on the album, floppy boxing octopus.
Okay? All right.
So here we go. This is Twink here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a mono.
What is this rhythm?
play again.
We'll be right back.